Hi, I'm Steve Canland, and with my wife Leah, you're about to listen to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So this episode is our Victoria wrap-up, where we discuss some of our favorite and most memorable things about the state. We will talk about our favorite food, our favorite place, the quirkiest place we went to, and our favorite memory of Victoria. So we traveled for a total of 13 days in the state, and that was sandwiched on either side of our time in Tasmania. And so for the 13 days that we were in Victoria, we traveled 2,741 kilometers or 1,645 miles. Okay, Steve, so for the 13 days we were in Victoria, what was your most favorite food?
My most favorite food was on Churchill Island, which is another small island off of Phillip Island. There was a farmer's market there, and we went there for lunch, and I got some deep fried calamari rings, and they were delicious.
They were very good.
Leah, what was your favorite food?
So my favorite food would have to be some homemade jam that we bought from a random farmer's market in some random town. I don't know where we were, just on the road. And we bought some peach and passion fruit jam, homemade jam by grandma and grandpa. The story behind that is that we originally bought apricot and passion fruit, and we were still at the farmer's market. We bought some scones and just were anxious to try it because it sounded so good. And we opened it up, and it was moldy.
So I took it back, and I actually opened three or four different cans that were moldy, and I eventually settled on the one that we got, and it wasn't moldy.
Yeah, but they were so nice. It was just an old couple that just had recycled jars of I don't know what originally was in them, and they just had the fruit from their backyard that they made, and they didn't add any sugar in it, so it was great. Steve, what was your favorite place in Victoria?
My favorite place, I think, will have to be the redwood forest that we saw in Victoria. Just those trees are so tall and straight and awesome, and the whole place was just very, very peaceful. I really liked it.
I really liked that, too.
Leah, what was your favorite place?
It's pretty hard for me to narrow down my favorite place, but if I'm forced to pick one, I will go with Mate's Rest. And that is just a short 800-meter rainforest walk that you can do. It's in the Great Otway National Park, but it's part of the Great Ocean Road. And I really enjoyed that. They had really tall trees. They had the fern trees. You cross boardwalks, and there were, you know, tree stumps covered in moss and toadstools, and it just felt like I was in a fairyland. So
it did feel like that a lot of the times. Yeah, that was good.
Okay, mm-hmm. Steve, what was the quirkiest place that we went to in Victoria?
The quirkiest place that we went to, it was during one of the days that it just was raining, and we were tired of being wet. And so I think it was a Sunday afternoon. We were in this small town called Lakes Entrance, and we decided to go see a movie. And there happened to be a movie theater in the small town, which was actually quite surprising. But we go, and it's one movie screen, and like in the same building, same owner, same operator as like seven squash courts.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, it was a rec center for playing squash, but with one movie screen.
And we saw La La Land, which is actually pretty good. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of musicals, but I was entertained. I would watch it again. But anyways, during a lull, you could hear like people grunting and then the smack of a racket of someone playing squash. And then not only was that all weird and just had like rackets hung up everywhere and everything, but it also happened to be like the old retired women's club
It
night
wasn't
out.
just the women. There were men there too on Sunday
No,
afternoon.
there was me, one guy, and then there was two other grandpas, but there happened to be like 12 grandmas there all to see La La Land in the squash court cinema.
That's what it was called. I think it was called the Lakes Entrance Squash Court Cinema.
Lee and I were the youngest ones there by like two or three generations.
That's true. The whole time, Steve and I were just so confused to what was going on. And it's not even like the movie theater. I mean, nowadays the screen wraps halfway around the wall and you have these impressive speakers. This was not like that at all.
No, this would be like your secondhand movie theater, like dollar theater anywhere else.
Yeah, worse than the same place that you buy your tickets and concessions is where you would get your racket restrung, we had not, I don't know, maybe we don't spend enough time in small towns, but there, or maybe we just don't spend enough time in squash courts.
Yeah, we're not in the squash club for sure. Anyways, it was fun, like afternoon watching the movie. It was raining, but that was just weird.
That was so weird. And then it was behind this like weird house. Anyways, the whole thing was weird. Look up the Lakes Entrance Squash Cinema.
It's probably not even online.
Maybe
Can you
not.
look? Yeah, I don't know if you can look it up. It's for sale, anyways, by the way,
That's
if you
true.
want.
That's true.
You
Wait,
can
what
buy
was
this
the
business.
sign? The sign, the for
There
sale
was a sign
sign.
on the door that said, "This business is legitimately for sale."
Yeah.
That is for word for word.
Yeah. So, anyways, they're not kidding around. It's for sale. They made that clear.
So, Leah, what was your quirkiest place?
So the quirkiest place I thought we went to, we just went there temporarily, honestly, for the photo op more than anything. But it is an amusement park called Luna Park, and I think it's a private amusement park. But what's iconic about it is that the entrance to the amusement park is this like creepy sun clown thing with its mouth open. And I mean, it's really retro and it's been restored, to how it used to look a few decades ago. But it.
So it's retro in like the fact that like 60 years ago it was like this cool thing, but now it just looks really creepy.
Yeah, and we didn't go on any of the rides, but they actually have a Luna Park in Melbourne and in Sydney. And so when we were in Melbourne, we just sort of walked outside, and Steve took a few pictures of me in front of this really quirky is the right word for it,
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
so that got my vote. And then Steve, what was your favorite memory of being in Victoria?
I think my favorite memory was when we were driving after visiting Great Ocean Road, going to our campsite, and we came across the koala just walking up the road, just on his sunset walk on the road.
Yeah, I mean it's an awesome story because everything worked out okay. It would have been so dramatic otherwise, but yeah, it was just this like koala just strutting up the road and then just sat down for a second,
He was tired. He needed a rest. Anyways, he was super cute.
And so awkward
And so
walking.
awkward. The koalas are not meant to be walking. They're meant to be climbing trees, obviously. That's where they spend 90% of their day sleeping and eating. And it was just, he looked like an awkward old man walking down the road. But he was cute.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was like once in a lifetime. That was a great memory.
Leah, what was your favorite memory?
My favorite memory would have to be attending the Australian Open. I mean, technically,
Yeah.
that was probably my favorite place too, but I thought I should pick a different favorite place in Victoria. But going to the Australian Open was so amazing. It was such a big bucket list item. I loved it. It
It
was
was pretty
amazing.
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just so that was our time in Victoria. Great little, not a great little state. It's a pretty big state, but. Yeah, it was a good time. And that's our episode. Thanks for listening. You can catch us on Instagram at Insightful Adventures. And that's a great place to see pictures and find out where we're at currently.
Mm-hmm. You can reach out to us at any point. We'd love to answer any questions you have.
Thanks for listening.